The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Climatech of Professional Air.
Good morning. It's News Radio 92.3. This is Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Candy. I'm sitting in for Tammy this morning, and I have with me, what is your name?
Travis Thompson.
Like we don't know each other. I know. I'm just trying to make, you know, so people can see it. And the catchiest commercial I've ever heard. Climatech. What do you do for Climatech?
I kind of do whatever I need to, honestly. You know, it's something that we still... Day to day, I don't have a specific thing. You know, obviously, owning the business, there's a lot of the business end of it that has to be done.
That's hard being an owner.
But I enjoy getting out and doing. My enjoyment is doing what I like doing, which is talking to customers like I'm doing now about, mm-hmm. you know, their options, what they can do, what they can't do. I say can't, should or shouldn't do. Presenting options, getting out and being on that end of the sales call where, you know, I go out to houses and meet with customers about what their options are, designing new systems for new homes. I love doing that part of it. I really do. The paperwork and the emails, I have to make myself do that part of it. But, unfortunately that's no, just part of doing it. So, but yeah, I really like being in the field and out there kind of either with the guys helping do something or on a sales call. That's what I enjoy. So I still do whatever I need to do.
My
actually.
Goodness. How many people work at your company?
We've got 15 right now. So it's enough.
That's a lot.
It keeps you busy.
A lot. I bet it does. What are some of the more common problems that people run into? Why do they call you?
Well, actually right now, funny you mentioned that, because we're just seeing the first amount of heat to where we see a lot of capacitor failures. Outdoor
What's a
unit.
Capacitor?
A capacitor is used in the outdoor unit. Well, you've got them on the indoor unit as well, but we see them go out a lot in the outdoor unit due to the heat. The capacitor is what gets either your fan motor or your compressor started when it's starting to run. So if your capacitor goes out, your compressor or your fan motor can't get going, so it won't run. You may notice that it's not cooling, fans running, not cooling. Or if the fan motor capacitor goes out, it's running outside, but the fan's not spinning, things like that. So we're seeing a lot of those calls start to come in now.
Trying their air.
Yeah, yeah. Well, once we get to 90 degrees, they're running a lot harder. And we see the capacitor failures because that outdoor unit sits out in the sun. So the internal sure. temperatures of that unit are, you know, well over 100 degrees. And these are electronic components. And it could have to do with the power coming into your home. A lot of people don't realize that power actually fluctuates coming into your house or right. your business. And those fluctuations can cause a lot of capacitor failures as well. So that's probably the number one thing we're starting to see right now. That and drain lines, because drain lines, we're producing a lot more water with the inside unit. And if our drain lines aren't keeping up, mm-hmm. they'll either shut the unit off with a safety switch or overflow inside the house, one of the two. So I just had a phone call with a gentleman yesterday about that, and we were actually able to talk him through over the phone, mm-hmm. You know, what he was looking for. So, yeah. Pretty neat.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, and it is amazing. I know that you give advice to people, and you do. You
oh, yeah.
show up. You're right there.
Yep.
And you can always text your questions in, too, 437-1620. Settle an argument. Does closing doors and unused rooms restrict the airflow of your AC system?
It can, yes.
Oh.
Yep. Some factors there, though. If you have really nice undercuts on the doors, you know, where you can actually kind of see under the door, you mm-hmm. can stick your fingers under the door. As long as it's just one vent behind that closed door and you've got a nice undercut, it is probably a very minimal change. Now, if that door goes all the way down to the floor or the carpet, if you've got nice thick carpet and it almost touches, and that can cause a pressure problem, because what's happening there, if you could imagine trying to blow air into that room with nowhere for the air to get out, it would just be like trying to blow it into a bottle. You know, you can't blow air into a bottle because air can't come out of the bottle. So you do get those air imbalances, and you can actually start to reduce the air going into that room.
I am today years old. I never thought about that, you know, because it goes in and you just think it.
Well,
stays there.
A new code with newer homes, we actually have to have a return or a transfer grill in every room. So that alleviates that problem. It's an efficiency thing. So if you've got another grill in that room that transfers the return air out, closing that door doesn't matter. You're okay. But in a lot of the homes that are, you know, built, even I can't think of when we started doing that, but let's say past 10 years old.
Yeah, I was going to say it's definitely night. Yeah. You live in an old house.
Yeah. So but, yeah. And there's a lot of that here. So if you don't have that good door undercut, definitely something that if you can leave them cracked or open, it's a lot better for your system. Because if you're creating a positive pressure anywhere in the home, like say it's just a couple of bedrooms, that means you're creating a negative pressure somewhere else. You have to, because you can't have positive without negative. They offset.
Because science.
There right? you yeah. go. So, and we see a lot of that because our return airs are kind of in hallways and things like that. So if we close off a couple of rooms, we start to suck a really hard negative pressure into that hallway, and then we may start to see signs of sweating problems with other right. grills, mm-hmm. Dust accumulation, because now we're sucking air from places we don't want it. So things like that do contribute, and you can actually create some, I'll say they're problems, I guess, by closing doors off if you don't have that undercut or some way for the air to get out.
My goodness, I never, ever thought about that. We got another text. What is it that I'm supposed to pour down my HVAC drain to keep it free and clear best I can?
Yeah, there actually are chemicals made online for this that are not corrosive. I typically tell customers, if you're looking for a household item, use vinegar, don't use bleach. Bleach has a couple of downsides. One, it's pretty corrosive, and you're pouring that down a drain that's leaking out into your yard. And number two, if you pour it in there, all of that bleach doesn't get out. So some of the bleach fumes actually work their way back up into the air handler when it's not running.
Which is not good.
Exactly. Yeah. What we see there is we start to see coils and evaporators to corrode and deteriorate a lot faster than they should. So if you're going to use something from around the house, go vinegar. If not, get online. There's a few liquid products and even some tablets if you can get into your drain pan that you can add that way.
Where is the drain pan? And that's, where are these?
Well, see, and that's the problem.
Alleged drains.
Right.
Yeah.
The best way to treat it is at the pan, because that's where your sludge starts growing. Unfortunately, a lot of units, it's pretty difficult to get to the drain mm-hmm. pan. It's not something that most homeowners want to deal with, because you've got to disassemble certain parts of the unit to get there. So that's where a maintenance plan, that's what we do on a maintenance plan. We can that's come great. In and open that unit up
so
when we're inspecting.
You don't have to worry about it because
right,
you guys do.
Right, right. When we're inspecting those things, we can clean the drain line, add tablets to the drain pan, things like that. So that's really the preferred option. But if you want to do it yourself, those are my recommendations on doing it.
How many times a year should you do that?
Usually just a couple times a year.
So
I say spring and fall.
It. Yeah, you should right? reach out. Obviously they can call you.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
Have an inspection.
The drain lines are different in each house, because some drain lines, most of them around our area, go down into the slab of the house and they come out on the outside. If that is a steady downhill run, mm-hmm. we don't see those drains clog up a lot. But unfortunately, what happens most of the time, that pipe is put in during construction and it's put in below grade or below dirt level. So
right,
at the
so it
outside,
down, right.
it has to turn up. Well, that doesn't seem like a big deal, but it actually keeps that drain line under the house completely full of water all the time. So now we've got a drain line that's full of water mm-hmm. in the dark with all the mold spores and things
absolutely.
We have in
like,
our
just
air.
Just like when your sink backs up, you know.
It is a sludge factory. And when we pull them out, it is just sludge. It's you know, it looks gross, but it's just sludge and algae. Nothing that's going to kill anybody, but still. It clogs up a drain.
Sure.
And I was talking to this gentleman yesterday, because as a homeowner, you know, there's ways to clear it out. But if you don't get after it really good, you will just create a small hole through that algae and it will drain for a little while and then it'll clog back up.
That's right.
And then you blow it out again. And you get, so there are some things that we try to do to get more of that sludge out.
Not
to try
Drano.
To keep it. Yeah. No, not Drano.
I'm saying this for people like me who would think, oh, heck, you know, you do this for my sink. But it's similar. I know what you're talking about, and because we've talked about this before. But yeah, it is. It's similar, like getting a sink back up, and that's. It's just amazing that some people don't think about it, like myself, and yeah. that's why it's so great that we have somebody
right?
like you here that can
well,
save the house.
People too don't realize how much moisture an air conditioner pulls out of the air. It's a lot. You can fill up a 5-gallon bucket with a drain line in just a few hours. So.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Wow, it makes goodness. A lot. When it's running hard and it's running in the summer and we've got a high humidity day, it's doing a lot of humidity removal. And, you know, there's people come home with their drain lines clogged that overflow that it ruins the house. You know, it can go everywhere.
Sure.
So, yeah, something to keep an eye on.
Now, this is something I saw. This was so interesting and just a game changer. Leasing.
Yes.
Is this something that you guys are thinking about doing or doing?
Yeah, we are. We're in the process now of getting all the stuff set up. It's kind of a new concept that I'm starting to become a little more excited about it. When I first heard about it, I was like, I don't know about that. But when I look into it now, this leasing option that we're going to be able to offer, it doesn't just lease the AC system. It mm-hmm. leases everything to do with it. So your maintenances that we're talking about now.
You can get on a program.
They're covered.
Oh,
so when you do the lease,
yeah,
the two visits a year
mm-hmm.
are covered.
Right.
Any service work that has to be done to that system warranty-wise is covered. Everything's covered for 10 years. So for that person that just wants to say, hey, I want to make this payment and not worry about it at all, there you go. And then at the end of the lease, there's going to be a buyout of some sort. I don't have all the details to yet as to how that part's going to work. But that's how it's going to be set up. And,
oh, wow.
You know, there's
that's
a lot of people.
Game changer.
Yeah, they kind of like that idea, you know, just to make the payment and be done mm-hmm. and not have to worry about it. Because, you know, there's repairs. We run into them where it can get really expensive, even under warranty, to do some things because your standard warranty doesn't cover the refrigerant, which is pretty expensive. And then labor is just getting more and more expensive. So those things aren't covered. So this is a nice way to do that. We can also add, there's a lot of new warranty options that we have. We can even warranty units that are less than 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We can go in and add extended labor coverage warranties on those. So these are some things that we've never really sold a lot of this because I've never presented a lot of it,
mm-hmm.
but it's becoming more and more, I think, prevalent, and it's becoming something that's more important because of the cost of things and the mm-hmm. way things have gone up.
Yeah, inflation is crazy.
Yeah.
And it is. It's tough to rent sometimes around here and own. And
we haven't seen the inflation on these warranties. And I guess that's mm-hmm. why it's kind of catching my attention. I think the warranty price that you pay is really not that much more than it was several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the warranties are now kind of making more and more sense to me. And I don't like to sell stuff that don't make sense. I like to look
right.
into it.
No, right. You
want to
know. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just, that's me. I'm weird.
You're not weird. Sometimes you don't think about like some of the health problems you might get if your HVAC just goes to heck. And this is one of the ways to make sure that it doesn't do that. Certainly you guys do, I don't know, it's an inspection?
Yep,
I don't know what
we can do inspections if mm-hmm. someone's looking. Well, and I guess really that would be more along the lines of a bid. I mean, we don't charge for those. So like, say you wanted me to just come out and say, you know, where am I at? What do I need to do? What
right,
do I need?
Right.
There's no charge for us to come out, look at your system. Now that's not a service tech coming out and going through the refrigerant levels and all that type stuff. That would be a maintenance where we're actually doing
sure.
a diagnostic.
Right, right.
But just to come out and
evaluate.
Which is
something else they offer, which is amazing, right. but we'll get to that
yep.
in a second.
Just to come in through and evaluate your system, give you my 2 cents worth, however you want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Look things over. I don't charge anything to do that.
Oh, wonderful.
And if somebody wants to do it over the phone, I can tell them just like we're talking here.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they want to, I'd be glad to come out.
Oh, that's lovely. That's great. It's so. And where is Climate Tech located?
We're off Palafox, almost a 10-mile road, 10-210 North
oh,
Palafox.
Oh, okay, yeah,
Street.
That's true.
So
you see it
there.
Right there. Yeah,
we're up behind Sanders Manufactured.
That's yep, right. You sure
right
are.
There off Palafox.
Man, easy to find. And 15 employees. I can't believe you guys are just doing this amazing stuff all over the Gulf Coast. And just certainly one of the names. It's Climate Tech. It's so hard to not think about it. And that is, what's the website?
ClimatechProAir.com.
See, and you can find information out there, certainly, and more on the business. What's
oh,
the
yeah.
phone number?
Yeah.
Sing
I kid, you don't want me to
all
sing
right,
it.
All right, all right. That's not you in the commercial.
857-4700. That is it. That is not me in the commercial.
857-4700. Climatech, and it's Climatech Professional. No,
ClimatechProAir.com
mm-hmm. is the website, and again, easy to find. How long have you guys been here?
Oh, well, my father started the Pro Air part of that is Professional Air, which was started uh-huh. in 78.
Shut
so
up.
That's
oh my goodness.
Kind of where everything originated from. And then
before my Sharona came out, these people have been doing this. That's phenomenal.
I don't know how you keep up with that stuff in your head.
Yes,
I swear.
You do.
You amaze me with that.
Yeah. If I could only have studied. Just kidding. I wouldn't have a low-paying job. No, that's phenomenal, though. 1978.
Yep,
your dad started
that. That's when it all
got
started.
Is that where your passion for it came from, of course, watching your
dad
do this?
No, it really is, because I did. I helped him, you know, growing up, just riding in the truck as a kid and learning here and there and being in and out of supply houses. And it, you know, it's kind of a culture, because all the supply house guys, we all know each
Everybody knows each other.
I mean, there's guys that listen to this show that they give me a hard time because they are my elders. You know, I've been them, looking up to them.
You're
for
their whippersnapper.
Yeah, I know.
And it, little Travis.
It's a lot of fun. I've enjoyed it, and went to college and was kind of taking the engineering path, and just really decided that wasn't the path I wanted to take. I wanted to come back and do this. I liked doing something that's a little different every day. And this is definitely that. I get to meet new people every day, new problems, new things come up. And that's the part of it I really like. I don't get bored.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, I was just thinking, you do a great service for the people here in town, and just getting to know them, and talking about like indoor air quality is something that we've talked about with Climatech. And I saw that we were talking about leasing earlier. Mm-hmm. And inflation, and I know that you guys have financing.
We do, absolutely. So, been offering that for quite a while.
Yes. Yeah, which is amazing, because people need that hand up.
We do, and it's something that we see more and more people take advantage of. The manufacturers actually get us help on that. They get some of the systems at a much lower rate. There's even some systems at 0% financing for 5 years. So when you can break up stuff like that, and we see it happen, as a matter of fact, the system we did last year, we did towards the end of the year, where we did a full system change out, and I talked to the lady last weekend at the shoot, and her power bills that were ranging from $400 to $500 a month were down under $200 a month.
Oh man, that's a game changer.
Yeah, and well, when you look at that difference, and then you look at what you could finance that system for, you can finance the system for less money than you're going to gain from your power bill reduction.
Right.
So it makes
pays
perfect
for itself,
sense. Exactly.
You know?
It really does in that case. So, it's pretty neat to see that kind of stuff happen and get real life stories like that, where you're not just saying, we think it can do this or that. No, it did it. And here's the proof of it.
You can tell you have a real passion about not just the technical side, but about helping.
I do. I like doing it. I do.
And a lot of services. I was looking at something like there's AC repair, replacement, heat pump replacement, mini split repair, furnace repair. Not that we have to think about furnaces
right now.
But when when is the time to think about furnaces?
Well, we usually start talking about that. Usually we'll get our first cold snap in October-ish.
And that's when you start getting the calls.
Yeah,
hey, it smells like heat in here.
Yeah, and that's right.
Yeah.
September, it's usually still hot.
Yeah.
But that's really the time that we start trying to talk about tune-ups on furnaces.
Absolutely. Now, what is a tune-up with air?
A tune-up is a maintenance. So we would come out again, whether it's your furnace, your AC, and our maintenances include all of it. So when we come out, we would check the heating and the cooling side of everything that's going on. And depending on what you have, with a heat pump, your refrigerant levels are still very vital to your heating. But if, say, you had a gas furnace, that's the time of year we would go in and look at the furnace. The furnaces usually have some rust and debris from the last year. Clean all that out, light it, make sure that all the burners are clean, because the burners, just like your burner in your grill outside, you know, after they get a few years on them, some burners light, some burners don't, kind of thing.
Right.
Well, keeping that stuff cleaned out, keeping it all running like it should be, checking the flue, you know, the flue pipe is where the exhaust gases go out and birds can build nests in there. I mean, who knows what?
Yeah.
So things like that, checking all that stuff out, getting that first burn of the year, whether you've got a heat pump or a furnace, that first time it comes on, it can scare people in the middle of the night because
it burns
off and you smell fire and your smoke alarm might go off. So those are the type things that we like to get out of the way when we're on that first furnace check, and vice versa on the AC side, where you're still doing some of that now, but we've been doing quite a bit of it, is more about checking the refrigerant and the evaporator coils, because our evaporator coils, most of them do get some mold growth on them. That's typical
of our
area.
Sure, that bacteria can set you
back.
That's right.
And it can just grow, and it can get out of control to the point it's actually restricting airflow.
Right.
That's when it's a real AC problem. But even before that, it can be a health problem. So those are the type things we look for, drain line clearing, things like that, and the AC side of it. So those are kind of the two vice versas of the maintenances, whether we're doing spring or fall.
And I wanted to, and I think I told you this last time you were here, and my husband lived in a house, and they didn't know that the HVAC was, you know, how it was, and there was black mold. Like, mm-hmm. he still has problems to this day. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. I think that if you haven't had a tune-up, if you hadn't had a check, mm-hmm. this is something you really want to do, because you don't necessarily realize it while it's happening.
Right.
You don't realize you're getting sick until, oh, I guess I should have known that. And so for your health and the health of your family, mm-hmm. too, you want to call Climatech.
Very few people ever take the doors off their AC. And I'm not saying they should. It is something that a service person should be doing. But just taking the door off, a lot of times, you see it right off the bat. It's
right.
Like, oh, okay, we got something going on here. And, you know, as long as it's moderate, we can take care of it. But if you let it go till it's a kind of out of control.
Right, it's where it's clogged with every dog's hair ever.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
right.
The problem. Do you run into that a lot?
Because
that's dogs, the first time and
you kidding
last
me?
Time.
I've got a shepherd at home.
I have 16 cats. Don't call the cops. I know it doesn't matter. But anyway, there was one time we couldn't figure it out, and it was just like an air filter full of hair. You don't think it would fill up that fast, but I'm sure that's a common problem.
Absolutely.
Not that many cats part. But
Animals in general is something that definitely causes a lot more restriction, because it's just hair, and it doesn't matter. Cats, dogs, they're all shedding all
absolutely.
The time.
And people.
Yep. Absolutely.
I'm sure. So, it's interesting. Okay, so a tune-up and like at least twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you've never done one or you've put it off, this is the time you want to call
Climatech,
especially before it gets too hot, because you guys must get backed up.
Oh, yeah. It does. It gets backed up. And once we break 90, it starts to get just more than we can do. And you can't hire enough people just to keep you 3 months worth of work. So everybody works extended hours. Mm-hmm. We do whatever we got to do to make it work.
You might be waiting a day or two for your air
We do
your
our
air
best
to
get there that day,
of course.
Especially, you know, customers that we have that are our service contract work. But when we just do what we have to do. And if we got to stay, we got to stay.
Man, no, right. And it's just amazing. It's the wonderful. Is it only Penn? I'm sure it's Escambia County.
Escambia, Santa
County.
Rosa. Yep,
okay.
Yep. We do. We try to keep our service work there because we can go further, but to charge those service fees for the drive gets expensive. So it's just not really beneficial mm-hmm. for either side. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you call, if you've got any questions, please call. We'll tell you, because there is areas there that we kind of get in and out of that we can get in and out of a lot faster than others.
And you can text in your questions too, 437-1620, if you have a question about Climatech or your AC or HVAC, or 857-4700-Climatech. It's I do know it, yes. ClimatechProAir.com. That is the website. And again, it talks about the products. You guys have giveaways going on
mm-hmm.
sometimes.
Matter of fact, I think our last giveaway, we gave away the Wi-Fi thermostat, and I believe it's being installed Friday, tomorrow. Yep.
We have one, and those are bad, but
scheduling it.
My goodness. Yeah. It's cool. Game changer. Yeah. It's knowing stuff's wrong too. And that just one of the many things. And again, if you're thinking about it, there is a financing mm-hmm. if you don't have it right now. And I've certainly been in that spot. I know a lot of people are in a tight spot right now, but there's nothing worse when you're just sitting in that hot, hot house without the humidity being taken out.
Yeah.
And like you said, yeah, it gets wet.
The
it gets
power
damp.
Bill's just out of control. And they see that
which,
a lot.
Of course.
You know,
yes.
Unit's still running, but it's killing you on a power bill.
Absolutely.
So there is a benefit there in some cases.
Man, well, find him. Again, ClimatechProAir.com. We'll have this podcast up on our page, newsradio923.com, and 857-4700. There's always somebody there to answer the phone. Travis, thank you so much
thank
for joining
you,
us today. We love having you in. And you'll be back. When you back,
2 weeks.
Oh, can't wait.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.